Hi, my name's Hadassah, and I'm here with another amazing story called Full of Friends by Rachel Golan. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. It was a Monday afternoon, and the cat's phone was ringing. Who would answer it? Mommy was busy washing dishes. Maishi was still in school. Yitzi and Gila were playing on the porch. And Javi, she was having a tea party with two of her friends and all of her dolls. Only Avi had nothing to do, so he ran to answer the phone. "Hello," said a squeaky voice. "Is this the cat's?" "Yes," answered Avi. He felt his heart go thump, thump, thump. "Did someone want to play with him?" "It's Shira Leibowitz. Can I come play with Javi?" So the squeaky voice didn't belong to one of his friends. Avi was disappointed. He ran to the kitchen and gave the phone to his mother. "Mommy, everyone wants to play with Javi. Javi, Javi, Javi. How come no one ever comes to play with me?" "Avi," said Mommy, "why don't you try inviting a friend? Who should we call?" "Shlomi Gross," said Avi. "He's my friend." Sure enough, Shlomi was happy to come. Avi was so excited. He ran to the window to wait. As he waited, he thought, "Hooray, today Shlomi's coming. Tomorrow I'll invite Chaim, and after that I'll invite Baruch. Then I won't have to invite anyone anymore. All my friends will invite themselves, just like Chavi's friends." Knock, knock. Avi ran to open the door for Shlomi. "Come in," Avi said, taking Shlomi's hand and leading him to the playroom. "What do you want to do?" "Let's play with Playmobil," Shlomi said. "It's so much fun." Avi made a face. "So much fun," he repeated. "Ugh, I don't want to play with Playmobil. Let's play with blocks. We'll make roads and drive our cars on them." "I don't want to play with blocks," said Shlomi. "Playmobil's much better." Avi was surprised at Shlomi. "But it's my house," he said. "I decide which toys to play with here." He took the box of blocks off the shelf. Shlomi took the blocks and shrugged his shoulders. "Okay, so let's make bridges. I'll drive the cars over the bridges. "No way," Avi said. "You have to be really careful not to break the bridges. And I know how to be the most careful. I'll drive the cars over the bridges. You can drive your cars on the regular streets. And anyway, the cards and blocks are mine, so I get to decide." Shlomi was sad because he had to drive his cars over the boring regular roads. He couldn't wait till his sister came to pick him up. On Tuesday, he invited Chaim, and on Wednesday, Baruch. On Thursday, he waited for old friends to invite themselves, just like Javi's friend did. But the phone didn't ring. Avi was so bored. He went to watch Javi and a friend play birthday party. Javi and Shani were holding make-believe party bags and dancing around Talia. As they say, "Happy birthday to you." Avi was shocked. Why wasn't Javi the birthday girl? It's her house. "Birthday present time," Javi announced. "How about a doll?" "No, a coloring book is much nicer," Shani said. "I think a tambourine would be nice, Talia." "I know," said Javi. "Let's make believe the mar gives Talia two presents, a coloring book and a tambourine." Javi's friends liked the idea, but Avi didn't. "What about Javi's suggestion?" It was her house and her toys. She deserved to decide. But then Avi looked at Javi again. She was having so much fun. She didn't care if her friends didn't do exactly what she wanted. She was willing to give in so they would have a good time. That's what was important. Now, Avi understood exactly why everyone wanted to play with his sister. He decided that the next time he has a friend over, he would do things differently.